coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special visitor tonight, Robert Young, yours truly, Kobe Reed, Gail Gordon, Hans Conried, Marvin Miller, Harry Lubin in the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, today marks the end of the radio season for the Burnses, and George has booked passage on the Queen Mary for England, where he and Gracie will appear at the famous London Palladium.
Oh, George, I'm so excited about our trip. We must eat all we can before we go. You know, the heavier we are, the more money we'll make.
What?
In England, you get paid by the pound. You know, they may laugh at your tummy here, but over there it'll be a pot of gold.
I'm worth a fortune.
Yeah.
A pound is English money, Gracie.
Oh, listen, tell me all about London.
Well, London is a huge city, and sometimes the smoke and fog are so thick you can't see.
Oh, it's a lot like Los Angeles, huh? Do they have many automobiles and buses like we do?
Yeah, but in London they drive on the left side of the street.
Oh, exactly like Los Angeles.
Yes, now, let's get busy. We have lots to do, and I have to write new routines for the Palladium. How would you like this open? What?
New routines?
Yeah, new routines. Sure, the jokes I tell here won't get laughs in London.
Oh, exactly.
Laughs in Los Angeles. How'd you find that?
Yeah, oh, of course you will. It's your glorious singing voice that'll make you the idol of England.
Oh, I forgot the number of me out. The last time I went out, I forgot the number of me out. And for hours I rolled about all alone.
Oh.
And I won't choose the number for the
dog. They'll love you. You'll be their favorite entertainer.
I don't know, Gracie. Danny Kaye just finished a sensational engagement at the Palladium. Afraid I can't sing like Kaye.
Ah, you're the next thing to him. Everybody says so.
They do?
Well, certainly. The next thing to Kaye is Alan. Everybody says you sound...
I get it. Thing.
You know, I'm so excited about this trip. Maybe the king and queen will come to the Palladium.
They might.
And we'll see counts and countesses and lordesses and earls and earlesses.
Gracie, we'll have a ball.
Won't
we,
sir?
We certainly will, yes.
Oh, come in.
Howdy, little lady.
Hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little man.
Hi, Tex. Glad you dropped in. Gracie and I are getting ready to leave on our vacation.
Oh, yes, Mr. Judson. Soon we'll be rubbing elbows with the most important people in the world.
Headed for Texas, huh?
We're going to Europe.
Europe, huh? Mm. Oh, yeah. That's where the war was fought between Texas and Germany.
Yes.
Mr. Judson, why don't you go to Europe with us?
No, thank you, little lady. Judson wouldn't want to be 6,000 miles away from home. This summer, I expect to be 10,000 miles away from home.
Where are you going?
To the other side of Moran. Yeah. I do all my traveling in Texas.
Haven't you ever been to Europe?
No.
Ever been to Hawaii or South America?
No, I ain't never gone nowhere nor done nothing. I just stayed home and made $34 million.
I thought that was $33 million.
Well, we had a little hard luck down
something
there.
Something here.
Yeah, a fella brought my daughter home from high school graduation, and as they were standing in the yard, he asked her for a kiss. Being a shy girl, she dug her toe in the ground, and up come another darned oil well.
You call that hot luck?
Flung oil all over her diploma. poor kid. Say, why don't you two change your plans about Europe? Go to Texas.
Well, I guess we could. George can sing there just as well as England.
Your husband is aiming to sing?
Yes.
Go to England, yes.
We will. I hope your boys will be right born.
Now,
are you going by way of Wales?
Oh, no, we're going on a boat.
You're going on a boat, yeah.
Come on, Gracie. We've got a lot to do to get ready for our trip.
Yes, dear. Oh, by the way, who's going to take over our Maxwell House coffee program?
Well, it'll be off for a few weeks, and then that famous movie star, Robert Young, will take it over.
Robert Young? Oh, say, he's cute. The Maxwell House people always pick handsome men to advertise their products.
I don't know.
Well, they do. First Bill Goodwin, and now Robert Young.
A laugh for naught. Barbara's going to drop over a little later.
Robert Young is coming here?
Yes.
Oh, I better get prettied up.
Well, what are you going to do, start a romance with him?
Oh, George Burns, you know there can never be any romance in my life. I'm married to you.
Thanks.
Oh, I mean, when a woman has you, she has nothing to do with men.
Thanks again.
Oh, I mean...
I've heard plenty. Bob won't be here for a little while, so you run down to the British Steamship office and get our tickets.
Righto, Governor. Pop, pop, I'll be pipping off.
What was that?
That's British talk.
Oh.
You see, ever since I found out we were going to Europe, I've been practicing foreign languages. Soon I'll be speaking fine Spanish, perfect French, Great Britain.
Yeah, go get the ticket.
Yes, dear. I'll practice on the English people at the steamship office. They'll think they're talking to a native.
Yes, the native South African. Now hurry.
Good afternoon, madam.
Tally-ho, obese. I believe you have some jolly old steamship tickets for my faithful old husband.
Quite. What is his name?
George Burns. He's an American chap. My folks thought he wasn't good enough for a bounder like me.
Oh, you married beneath you.
Oh, no, he's as tall as I am.
Well, here are your tickets, madam.
Thank you. Blimey, it'll be good to get back home to see the bobbies in their bobby socks.
You know, I can't quite place your accent. What city are you from?
Yes. What bloomin' deuce-topping old city do I sound like I'm from?
San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't fool you, huh? Well, to be honest, this is my first trip abroad.
Oh, indeed. Mm-hmm. Oh, then your voyage on the Queen Mary will be a rare treat. She's a splendid ship.
A great big one, huh?
Allow me to quote from our pamphlet describing her. Standing on end, she would reach the 86th floor of the Empire State Building. Or, headed down Fifth Avenue, she would extend almost four blocks. She is propelled by 200,000 horsepower. It takes 40 tugs to get her away from the pier.
Oh, blimey. Oh, I forgot. I'm not English anymore.
Okay. Upon arriving in England, you dock at Liverpool. Every thought is given to the care and comfort.
Well, back again, George.
Did you get the ticket?
Yes, dear, and what a ship we're sailing on. None of that rushing to the harbor and running up the gangplank. We just go up to the 86th floor of the Empire State.
What?
And then the ship heads down Fifth Avenue, pulled by 200,000 horses.
A Gracie.
It's so big it takes 40 jerks to get it away from me.
Look, honey.
Oh, and George, don't worry about getting sick.
I won't, though.
When you get to England, the doc will give you a liver pill.
A liver pill?
Well, it's like a liver pill, only liquid. They call it Liverpool.
Liverpool is a seaport, and you're all mixed up. Just give me the ticket.
Oh, here they are. Oh, look, George. There's a man wandering around on our front porch. It's Professor Corkendorfer.
What a guy. He can't see his hand in front of his face.
Well, you better let him in. He'll never find the door.
Okay. Hello, Professor.
Somebody spoke?
It's me, George Burns.
Come in, Professor.
Mr. Burns, your voice is changing. First you were the baritone, now you're the soprano.
That was my wife.
Your wife is here? Mrs. Burns, stop hiding. Where are you?
I'm right in front of you, Professor.
Ach, yeah, now I see you. Oh, you poor woman, you're so skinny. But that's a pretty hat you're wearing.
You're looking at the floor lamp.
So? I wondered why your hair was plugged into the wall.
Better get a pair of glasses, Prof.
Who needs glasses? I got eyes like a house.
Yes, what did you want to see us about?
Well, I was told that you are going to Europe. Is true?
It's true.
Well, now, when you are in Europe, please to go to Vienna and give for me an important message to my brother Sigmund.
What's the message?
Hello.
Look, Professor,
when you have given that message to Sigmund, wait, and Sigmund will give you a message for me.
Oh, what will his message be?
Pooey, he don't like me. Poor Sigmund is jealous, you know. He don't see so good, and I got eyes like a house.
Look, Hawkeye,
you wouldn't have any trouble finding Sigmund. He owns a beer garden.
A beer garden, huh? George, why don't you plant some beer?
George, why don't you plant some beer? Oh, I like your sense of... Wrong person. Auf Wiedersehen.
Summertime, and like the song says, the living is easy. Ah, yes, and what's easier to take on a hot summer's day than a tall, frosty glass of refreshing Maxwell House iced coffee? And because it is Maxwell House, because it has that rich, good-to-the-last-drop flavor, you'll say it's the most delicious, satisfying iced coffee you ever tasted. And friends, you'll have plenty of company. For more people, buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Now, there's only one way to create this famous Maxwell House flavor. It's the blending of many choice coffees, premium varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees, which our Maxwell House experts select with the utmost care and skill. First, they choose Manizales for mellowness. They add Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees contribute robust vigor. And to round out the blend, they add Bucaramangas for fine, full body. This perfectly balanced blend has been radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum packed in the familiar blue Maxwell House 10.
Vacuum packing is important, ladies, for roasted coffee, ground or in the whole bean, loses flavor when packed in ordinary containers. But Maxwell House is carefully vacuum packed, so you get all the flavor and goodness you pay for.
This summer, why not enjoy coffee at its best? Hot or ice, enjoy Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Tracy, I want to run down and get our passports before Robert Young comes by.
But do I have to go along?
No, I'll fill out your application and take it down. Help me answer these questions about your parents.
Well, as many as I can, George.
Good, good.
Now, I don't know too much about their early life. You see, they met before I was born.
They should have waited. What was your mother's name before she married?
Margaret.
And what was her surname?
Well, they didn't call us there. She was a woman.
Honey, I'm trying to get your mother's maiden name. For example, what did they call you before you married me?
Gracie Allen.
Well, that's your maiden name. See, now, what did they call you after you married me?
That's stupid, Gracie Allen.
Look, how many children did your parents have?
Well, my mother had six. My father didn't have any.
What were their names?
Well, now, there were my twin brothers, Willie and Linda. And then
Hold it. Twin brothers, Willie and Linda?
Yes.
Why did one have a girl's name?
Well, because they looked alike, and that was the only way to tell them apart.
You could tell them apart because you called one Linda?
Well, sure, Linda had a mustache.
Confusing a little. That's all.
Well, it's very simple.
Yes.
If we hadn't called him Linda, he'd never have grown a mustache to prove he was a man. And
you
we couldn't
tell
have
them
told them apart,
yeah.
No.
Gracie, these have to be sensible answers. This all goes to Washington.
It does?
Yeah. The government has to okay your form.
Well, if they don't like the way I'm built, you know...
Wait a minute. I mean, this questionnaire. Now, please come in.
Hi, Burns.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ellie.
Well, congratulations on your trip to England. Say, you get a big thrill traveling on that ocean liner, George.
This isn't my first trip, Bill. I went across when I was a young fellow.
Well, yeah, but George, now the boats use steam.
Witty, yes.
George will be a sensation when he sings at the Palladium, Bill. I can just hear the audience yelling, "Encore, fruit, encore!"
Oh, fruit?
Well, that's what the English call you when they like you. It's a term of endearment.
I see.
And when they hear you sing, you get all fruit from every direction.
Yeah, all vegetables, too. Oh,
two are working together. Nice.
By the way, George, has the sponsor decided who's going to take over the Maxwell House program?
Oh, yes, Bill, it's all settled. They've chosen a very handsome and famous movie star.
Oh, well, I'll do a great job.
Movie star happens to be young.
Well, sure, and talented, too.
Listen, I got some swell ideas about...
Bill, it isn't you.
It isn't me?
No.
But you described me perfectly.
It's Robert Young, Bill.
Robert Young?
Well, Bill, I think the sponsor chose him instead of you because he's more mature and settled. You know, he's got several girls.
What's so great about that? I got several hundred.
I mean daughters.
Oh, well, I'm going, but you haven't heard the last of this. I'll take over the Maxwell House program, or my name isn't Phil Goodwin. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sam. Well, Gracie, I've got your passport form filled out. Now all I need is your birth certificate.
My what?
Birth certificate. When you children were born, didn't the doctor write something on a piece of paper?
Well, sure. A prescription to sober up Daddy.
Well, He also wrote out a thing telling when you were born, and I need it. The government wants to know your correct age.
The government?
Yes.
You mean President Truman?
Yes, President Truman.
Well, that's pretty nosy of him. I don't go around asking how old Beth is.
Get the birth certificate.
No, I'll just tell you how old I am. Do you want my real age or the age I tell everybody? The age I tell everybody is 19.
What's your real age?
20.
The birth certificate, let's have it.
I can't find it.
You haven't looked.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Get it.
Well, I can't now, George. Oh, here comes Robert Young up the walk. I have to put on some lipstick. I want to look attractive for a man like that.
What about me?
Oh, no, you look silly with lipstick. Now let's get away.
Well, bring me some. I'd like to put some on. What a walk.
Come in.
Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Bob.
I'd have been here sooner, George, but I had a visit from your announcer, Bill Goodwin.
I hope Bill wasn't sore.
Oh, no, he's very nice. He explained what my duties will be when I take over your program, so I'd like to check them with you.
Okay.
Well, first, how often must I make those trips to Latin America to pick the coffee beans?
Bill said you had to do that.
Yes. Oh, I don't object to going. But I know that Maxwell House is made from only certain choice Latin American coffee beans, and I might not be able to select the right one.
Bob, you don't have to pick them.
Oh, I'm glad of that.
Good.
Now, about my wife roasting the coffee beans in our furnace.
Wait a minute. Bill told you about that too, huh?
Yeah. Well, Betty doesn't mind. It's just that during the summer it will make our house a little warm.
Bob, the makers of Maxwell House have modern scientific roasting ovens where those superb Latin American coffees are radiant roasted to the very peak of flavor perfection. Your wife can relax.
Oh, good.
Betty can relax.
Good. Then there's the matter of my daughter. Do I actually have to change their names to Madeline, Manizales, and Booker Amanda?
Of course not. Bill made all this up so that you'd let him take over the program.
You mean I don't have to wear the neon sign across my back saying good to the last drop?
Naturally not. Listen, Bob. Gracie and I have been with the Maxwell House people for 4 years, and believe me, they're the most wonderful sponsors you could ever hope to find. You'll thoroughly enjoy every minute.
Hey, George, I had a talk with Robert Young, and I had a...
Ooh.
I'll see you later.
Wait a minute, Bill. What's the idea of telling me all those things?
Well, Bob, it's just that I'll be so miserable if I can't keep on selling Maxwell House. I love it. It's America's favorite brand of coffee.
Well, maybe we can work something out, Bill.
Oh, could you? I'd be glad to work for nothing.
Oh, no. None of that. How about $100 a week?
All right, I'll pay you $100 a week. Is that enough?
Bill, I couldn't take money from you.
Well, why not, George?
Wait a minute.
$0.30 a week is money.
I'll tell you what, Bill. I won't take over the program for several weeks. Where can I reach you next month?
Next month? Oh, well, I'll be in Griffith Park. That's the perfect place for June.
Next month is July.
Well, I know, but the girl I'm taking to Griffith Park is June.
Well, happy Queen Mary.
Goodbye.
That Goodwin is quite a character.
Yeah, well, he tries to be.
Well, George, Mr. Young, what a wonderful surprise to find you here.
Surprise, she said. Bob, this is my wife, Gracie.
How do you do, Mrs. Burns? You weren't expecting me?
Oh, no. And I must look a mess. I hope you'll excuse this evening gown and this awful old mink coat.
Caught you with your jewelry on, too.
It certainly is a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Young. I've admired you for years.
Thank you.
Now, I'll stand here and you can admire me.
Gracie.
It's quite easy to admire you, Gracie. You're very charming.
Why, Mr. Young, did you ever kiss the Blarney Stone?
No.
Did you ever kiss anything, Iris?
I don't believe so.
Oh, I'm Iris.
Okay.
If
Break it up, break it up.
Well, I'll be running along. I know you two have lots to do before you leave for Europe.
Yeah, well, we may never leave. Gracie won't give me a birth certificate so I can get her passport.
Well, George, it must be your fault. I'm sure that if you explain the necessity, she'll be glad to give you her birth certificate. Your wife is obviously an intelligent woman.
Should I tell him?
Now, you just watch me, George. I'm an expert at handling women.
Go right ahead, Bob.
Gracie, if you don't give George your birth certificate, you can't get a passport.
Well, then, I'll go to Europe without one.
That's impossible. You see, the word passport literally explains itself. Without one, you are not allowed to pass the port.
Well, then I don't need one. I never drink anyway.
George, will you please...
No. You started it, you finish it. Have a nice time.
Gracie, let's start at the beginning. A passport is a little book that has your picture in it.
George made me have that picture taken yesterday. Huh? Well, it's terrible. It doesn't even show my new dress.
Well, for a passport, they only take a picture of your head.
Well, why? The rest of me is going to Europe, too. They should take a picture of my whole body. My head just doesn't make sense.
You know, for the first time, we see eye to eye.
And it's fun. Let's get a little closer.
George, I quit.
Okay, wait a minute. I've got an idea. Play along.
What?
Bob, I'm glad that Gracie can't find her birth certificate. If she went to Paris, she'd buy a lot of expensive new clothes.
New clothes?
You're right, George. They have beautiful gowns in those Paris shops.
Oh, well, maybe I can find my birth certificate.
And beautiful hat, too.
Whoops,
I thought it was... Yes, Gracie?
We're going to be in store windows this summer.
What do you mean?
Well, you know my Don't Be a Gracie Club to prevent home accidents.
Sure.
Well, hundreds and hundreds of chapters have been organized in towns all over America. So while we're off the air this summer, our pictures will be on green and black posters in store windows to remind people of our safety campaign.
Ladies, write Gracie Allen, Hollywood Plaza Hotel, Hollywood, California. Find out all about forming a chapter of the Don't Be a Gracie Club. That's how you can help prevent home accidents in your community.
Well, Gracie, this is goodbye till next fall.
Oh, yes, and George, everything you told Robert Young about how nice the Maxwell House people are goes double for me. We've spent four of our happiest years with them.
And I know Bob Young is going to love working for them next season. They're wonderful. Goodbye, folks. Look for us in the fall.